Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway.
A little Stevie Ray, bringing us back to the late, great SRV. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Emilio Iadice is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Emilio has become a great member of our Brain Trust, professor at Loyola University in Chicago, now director emeritus at the Rome outlet installation of Loyola. Am I got that correct? How could you be so young and be an emeritus director, Emilio?
I guess they think I can still add value.
But how can you do that at 35? I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I've been trying real hard for the last 35 years.
and folks, as I always like pointing out, because this is something really, really important. He's one of the most decorated foreign service officer in American history. A lot of gold, a lot of stuff, a lot of accomplishments. And Emilio, thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you.
Okay, the new book, folks. The first book we talked to him about was Future Shock 2.0. This book is called 2016 Selecting the President. And you're going to be on a tour of the United States. You're going to be back from Italy, touring the United States about your book in the next couple of weeks or so, aren't you?
Correct. Yeah, I'll be in for about a month.
Look for that. Look for him in different places, folks. Emilio, in part of your book, there's a really important section for voters coming up this next month, and it's the voters checklist. Would you talk to us about that?
Sure. I wrote that basically to encapsulate the things that we talked about in the book. There are 15 qualities that I've discovered that a great president should have. I would say that very few of our presidents have had all of them,
mm-hmm.
but most of our best presidents have had at least six or seven of them. And I think we as voters need to concentrate on finding those six or seven in the candidates that we have before us and to think very, very carefully about them. And that's why the voter checklist is there. So I know a lot of people have doubts. A lot of people are already convinced. But even if they're convinced, they should say to themselves, well, let me look at this checklist and say that if my candidate has a majority of these qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important because that also solidifies our selection, even though we have doubts. And we know that both of these candidates have flaws, but we still have to look at what their real qualities are, what they bring to the table. And this is why I wrote that.
Let's go over a couple of these. I'm going to just read down through this list real quick, folks. Reformer, experience, communicator, a brain trust, character, visionary, emotional intelligence, courage and wisdom, decision maker, humility, passionate and energetic, flexible, loves learning, respects diversity. And the last one, but I prefer to think of it as the foundation, is trust.
Absolutely. Trust. Trust. And it's not only us trusting them, but them trusting us.
Yeah.
And I end the book really with a true story, and it's about all of this, and it's about our election. And it's about 1945, the death of Franklin Roosevelt. And a reporter goes up to the White House gates, and he sees a seaman, a man from the Navy who had just been in the Pacific Theater, and he's crying as he watches the coffin of Franklin Roosevelt pass by. And the reporter looks at him and says, son, did you know the president? And the young man said, no, sir, I didn't know Mr. Roosevelt, but Mr. Roosevelt knew me.
Wow.
That's very powerful. And that's something that we really need to establish in the White House.
How long has it been since we've had a president that most of Americans felt that way about them?
Well, probably John Kennedy, at least in the two.
I think Reagan had that for a lot of people.
Yes, I was going to mention Ronald Reagan after John Kennedy. These are two leaders that today we would put in first or second choice as modern.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that we didn't have. I think if we could have had 8 years of Kennedy, America's future would be different.
I believe that as well.
Because I think he would have been, he would have established some paradigms and precedents that were never given a chance when Johnson came in. I think he would have been a more pragmatic Democrat at that time, and I think America's history would have changed. What do you think?
I agree, because I believe that John Kennedy had the courage to make a reversal of decisions, a bad decision.
Yeah.
And I think in the Vietnam War, he probably would have stopped the war, stopped our involvement in the war before it escalated. And I think that would have been extremely.
So that's what we need. We need to value leaders who can say, you know what, this isn't working. We need to go somewhere. We need to do something else. Instead of being what's called the Concord fallacy, where you just stay, you stay with your sunk costs, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and every decision has to be made on facts. And if Lyndon Johnson had really looked at the facts and looked at the future,
right,
where we were going in Vietnam, he could have reversed it immediately.
Yeah, we need those kinds of leaders, folks. Hey, Emilio, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back soon?
Anytime you want, Jim. Thank you very much.
You got a website quickly?
I don't, but all my books are on Amazon.com.
Yeah. All right. And the new book is called 2016, Selecting the President by Emilio Iodice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.